Blackstone Publishing presents The Autism Relationships Handbook, How to Thrive in Friendships, Dating, and Love by Joe Beal and Faith G. Harper, Ph.D., LPCS, ACS, ACN. This book is read by Kate Mulligan. Introduction. Welcome. We wrote this book to save the lives of autistic people. That's not overinflated ego on our part. In 2017, the American Journal of Public Health reported a study that the average autistic person only lives to be 36 years old. The leading cause of death is suicide because of social isolation, 9 times more likely than our allistic, not neurodiverse peers. Relationships, including friendships, are the biggest protective factor against dying by suicide. Other people in your life help you curb those feelings of loneliness and isolation while helping you keep pace in the rhythms of life with other people. Other people may not be able to fix everything that you are struggling with, but they can love and support you while you struggle. Additionally, those of us who are neurodiverse are 12 times more likely than the general population to be the victims of abuse from parents, teachers, and other authorities. These experiences lead to substantial trauma and problematic attachment styles that get in the way of seeking relationships and friendships, even though healthy relationships are the best medicine to help us to better be supported and understand these events in our lives. Not to mention, having other people around in our emotional lives keeps us safer because others who care about us are watching and protecting us. Often this treatment manifests in the form of anxiety, depression, anger, addiction, maladaptive problem solving, trust issues, and trauma triggers that might not be helpful in the present for solving problems. Sometimes, when we need the most support, we lash out at others from fear of rejection. Pushing someone away before they surely will push us away is far safer for us, according to our traumatized brains. Joe was diagnosed with autism at 32 and mentors half a dozen autistic young people. The number one topic that they ask about is dating and relationships. They want to know how to judge someone's character, why their friends keep scattering, how to express interest, how to know if someone likes them, and how to know if someone has the same values as they do. For instance, is a good person. Of course.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?